We cannot go on like this. It's not the first time, the second time, or the third time. This has been going on for days and days, and we cannot take we cannot continue on this on this way. We know the risks in conflict. That's fine. We're prepared to take those. But when one party tells us that it's safe to go, we don't expect fire from that party at our convoy when it's then moving exactly where and when we said it would move. We've been taking huge risks here, losing staff. Staff have lost their lives as a result. And what we want to do is we want to get this problem fixed. We believe it can be fixed and fixed quickly. And then we can get back to the work that we're here to do, because the situation is desperate. And of course, it was a huge dilemma for us this evening to stop our aid operation. It's something that we never want to do, but we cannot fly in the face of the facts that we're having to deal with. And the fact is that it would be reckless to continue because the mechanism with the Israeli liaison is just not effective.